So Rob, I was making a phone call the other day, and the guy I was talking to, he very bluntly just asked me, what is it that you do? I kind of froze. I know what I do, but how do I describe that quickly in 30 seconds? I just don't know what to do with that. How do you handle that?
That's so funny. I've had that happen before. One time I was on a call and the guy said, you know, give it to me 30 seconds flat. You, at the end of 30 seconds, I'm going to hang up on you if I don't like you. And I'm like, what? Oh, holy cow. Are you serious? How am I supposed to do that? So I've been there and I know what you mean. That is not an easy situation. So what did you do? What did you say? Did you say anything at all or did you?
No, you know, I know what I do. I think it's, you know, I'm a geek at heart. So I know the technical aspects behind what I do. Trying to simplify that, that's not always easy for me. So
yeah,
I kind of stumbled through it and you know, you hope for the best, but I don't know how well that really communicates.
All right. Well, hopefully by the end of this, we'll be able to figure out what the components are of a good 30-second commercial and what things you have to have in there, and the rest almost doesn't matter. So to me, anytime that situation comes up and I get put on the spot, I have to very quickly think about what are the big components that I need to say. So obviously introduce yourself. Hi, my name is, right? So if you haven't already done that, sometimes I'm in a situation where I'm in a networking group and you have to start with, hi, my name is, and I'm with blah, blah, blah. So let's start with that. My name is Rob. And that would really go to some sort of a pain or a problem that somebody's having. So let's take it from there. So what is the thing that you do? What is it that you do, Lane?
So I do websites.
Okay. So you do websites. I mean, you build websites, right? So from scratch, I need a website. I call you, you build it.
Yeah, we could do that. We can host it. We can build it. We can do all that kind of fun stuff.
All right. So what is the number one problem that people have when they call you?
A lot of times it's either they're starting a new business or they're starting a new website and they just don't know what to do. Or they have a website and it's just not performing well.
So I would take that information. You know, that's the problem that they have usually, right? They're just getting started, or there's some sort of an issue within the website they don't know how to fix, or they don't know where to start, right?
Right.
So describe it from an emotional standpoint. Now, I know you're not a very emotional kind of a guy. So, but what kind of emotions would somebody who has this problem, what would they be feeling at that moment?
There's a lot of frustration. Yeah, I think mostly frustration is just that they're not getting the results they want from their website, or they're worried about not having the technical knowledge or experience to build something that they think will work for them.
That right there was a statement you could use in your 30-second. Right there, right there.
Now I just have to remember what I said.
Yeah, but just think about the position that they're in. What is the problem that they're running into? And if you just say, listen, here's what I do. I work on websites, and the number one problem that people call me for, or one of the main reasons they call me for, is they're frustrated because they don't even know where to start. Like, I've never built a website. I don't know HTML, whatever that is, or what are the other languages that are out there? There's like 16 languages, isn't there? Like,
well, there's French, a lot of German, languages, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I mean, French, German, yeah, the JavaScript, Spanish, PHP,
JavaScript, yes, you know, yes, it. Yeah. Oh, all zeros and ones. I have no idea any of that stuff means, but in the end, you're fixing that problem because you're saying, oh, it's not that hard, and I can fix that frustration. The other part is you talked about them being worried. What would they be worried about? Are they doing it right? Are they building the way that it's supposed to be? Is it set up
right? Right.
Yeah. So if those are the two big emotional keywords that you want to pick up on, those are two words that you should use. But what are some of the other things you could think of from an emotional standpoint? Is there anything else that you can come up with? I can think of a couple of them.
No, have at it.
All right. So
you're the emotional one here.
So. Yeah, I know, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Before the end of this, I might be crying. But one of the emotions that I can only imagine somebody who's trying to build a website is an emotion of anger. They're probably angry because they've done a few things. They created something and it looks horrible. So that would be an embarrassed piece, right? So I might be embarrassed. I might be angry because it's not working. Some stupid thing keeps showing up on my screen. I don't know what that means. Why does it say that? Or there's an error and it just becomes really cumbersome for them. So those are a couple of emotions that you can use to really create that message. And so when you're having that conversation with somebody, you would end up having it in such a way that you're hitting on those problems that are issues. All right. So then the other piece of putting together that commercial is if you're going to be in a networking situation, or you're going to be in a position where people are going to be asking you questions, but in a group setting, or you're going to be going through this commercial, if you will, in front of people, before you get there, you should probably craft some key points too. So obviously those emotional things are really important. That's probably the number one thing, I feel like, because if I'm buying, the one of the key things that I do know people do is they buy with emotion, but then they support those purchases with some intelligence or intellect behind it. I might buy because I want it, but when I finally do decide to buy, it's because I've convinced myself these are all the reasons why. Have you ever talked to somebody who buys a car and they're like, yeah, but it had this, it had that, and that's all the crap that nobody cares about? Like,
yeah, but that was important to them. Yeah.
Yeah. Leather seats. Okay. Well, I mean, you can get it. What seats still get you there, right? So,
yeah.
But those are so when you think about the emotions and the intelligence piece, think about all those first. But second to that is, who do you want to talk to? You're in a networking situation where people would be able to refer you business. So maybe you're talking to somebody who can't give you the business because they don't need you. But what should they be watching for? They should be watching for these three things, these four things, whatever they might be. So for something like what you're talking about with websites, if I was going to try to watch for somebody who needed what you sell, what would the top two or three things be that they would need to watch for? That if they heard these words or they saw this action from that person, they should refer you over.
So you're saying I need to also learn how to speak really fast to get all this information into 30 seconds.
Yes. No, you need to be armed with all of it so that when you have to answer that question, or when you have to be, or you're in a situation where you have to get it out quickly, you know which one to talk about. So you have to talk about the emotional piece. But if you're talking to somebody and you've already decided somewhere in that conversation that you know they are not going to be the person that's going to buy from you, then you need to start to think about who do they know that might know that they need you. It becomes a referral. It's not so much. So I'm talking to somebody, I know real fast after a few minutes, this person's never going to buy for me, or isn't going to buy right now. So now my words are going to change. My words are going to change to, you know, it's interesting though. I had somebody else who came to me who said, and that's where you would fill in what they would say for you. So if they said to you, you know, I just decided I'm going to sell this product, just created this, we're manufacturing it now. Well, that should be a spark for them to say, do you have a website?
Right. Yeah.
Right. And that would be the conversation that you want to have with anybody that you're trying to work into a referral. So you start to think about who should you be talking to, like roles, positions, people in different businesses, what types of businesses or particular businesses that you want to be referred to. And then really it's just, you know, if you're doing a commercial and networking group where you each give your own commercial, you should close it with a question or a hook or some sort of a statement that says, you know, I don't know if there's any interest in any of this, but if there is an interest, I'd be happy to talk to you, or I can answer any questions that you have, that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
So if you were to take a second now and think about how you would create a 30-second commercial, and I can see you because I'm visually, I can see you. You're thinking, I'm trying to buy you some time. Creating a quick 30-second commercial in your head, and somebody said, hey, Lane, what is it that you do? 30 seconds or less, give it to me. Go. What would you say?
Oh, gosh. So I guess is it always that you talk about the pain points, or, I mean, to get the 30 seconds, okay, what are the order of... I'm, you know, I'm analytical, so I'm like, my brain works that I have to do A,
that is a, B, that is a C. Really good. Yeah. That is a really good question. So when somebody starts to do this for the first time, they're like, well, what should I say first? And honestly, it really depends on the conversation. So if you were talking to that guy in the beginning, when we talked earlier was, you know, you were on the phone, you already started the conversation with him, and then he said, stop, let's give me 30 seconds. What do you got? Tell me who you are. Well, first of all, there's a little bit of a game being played when they do that. They're trying to power over you, right? And you have to think to yourself, haha, funny. We're playing a game now. Okay. I don't care. He can push me around all he wants, but I'll play the game for a second. But after that, I'm going to ask him a very meaningful question. So that's all I got to go on in your brain. So when he does that, you're going to feel all excited in the middle of the backside and you're in your neck and your chest. And you're like, I don't know what to do. But once you get past that, it doesn't matter where you start. So, well, listen, I don't have any idea whether or not you even want to talk to me. I don't even know why you're on the phone this long with me already, but I'm happy to tell you what I do. Here's what I do. I solve this problem, and then blah, 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 just what you just went through. So when we talked earlier, it might be, I don't know if I even should be talking to you, but if I should be, here's the reason why you might want to talk to me. people sometimes get worried because they're doing their website by themselves. They're trying to get it done by themselves and they don't feel like they're doing a good job of it. Or they're frustrated because they've tried it. They're breaking things because they have an existing website and it's going all over the place. Pages are missing, pictures are missing, things are out of order. And the contact us form doesn't work anymore. They've broken their whole system or they just didn't know where to start. You know, how do I even put this project together and put a website together? I don't even know how to do that. That's why people call me. Does any of that make sense? Why should we talk anymore? You tell me. Because he's now going to answer that question. How awkward is that? And he might say, you know, I don't need that. And then I would say, oh, thank goodness, because I thought I had the right number, but I must not. But now that I know that you don't, the types of people that I work with have those problems. Do you know anybody that has those problems? Do you know anybody?
You're hired, Rob. You're
right?
Hired.
Right? That, and what that does is it pretend like gets them all, and they kind of think, okay, I'll help you out. Because people want to help other people. So it's one of those, don't be afraid. We'll talk about this in another episode. Honestly, it's one thing that holds you back, anybody back in sales, is themselves. It's nothing else. It's being afraid of asking or being afraid of saying things that sound to them like it doesn't make a lot of sense to say, or I don't feel comfortable doing that. When in reality, it's not that difficult to say, because if you do it the right way, you're not going to come around as a jerk. You're going to come across as a guy that's trying. And then you're going to come across as a person that sounds like they mean it and they really do want to help somebody. And that's really the key, because if I feel like somebody's trying to help me, I'm not going to bury them with a mean comment. Things happen sometimes where you just say things the wrong way and it happens. You got to backtrack, but it doesn't always work that way. A lot of times when people are hearing somebody that's trying hard, wants to do the right thing, wants to help, they don't feel better by making you feel bad most of the time, right? So does that help?
That helps. Okay. That helps a lot.
All right. I don't think we're ever going to hear your commercial. We're going to do that next time.
We can do that next time. It'll give me a little, that'll give me a chance to sleep on it and come up with my 30-second commercial.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Was it helpful?
It was very helpful.
All right. What was the one thing you took away that you say, boy, I'm going to do this next time?
Part of it, I think, is coming up with what that message is in advance so that I know I'm not stuck when someone says, all right, just tell me. Okay. Well, there's no more deer in the headlights. At least I have something that I can fall back on and say, okay, here's my 30 seconds. It at least gets the conversation moving.
Yeah. And the funny thing is because you're more analytical, you're more of that style to pause before you say something, right? Then there's other people out there that would rather talk before they think, who just start blabbing. And so there's the opposite side of you out there who somebody might be listening who says, I just can't stop talking when I'm on the phone. Or in person. And that could be an issue. So if you are one of those people that decide that they have to kind of talk through all of the pains, all the different pieces, really what you want to do is pick one or two, three things that if you've already had some conversation, it makes sense to talk about. If you've not had any conversation with them before and you're just cold, you might want to do three different things that all have different emotional connections to it. But by doing that, you're kind of covering a little bit of a broad base to find out if there is any interest at all. And that's all it's about. The 30-second commercial is not to get somebody to buy. It's just to get interest. If they want to talk to you, great. If they don't, move on, right? Because it's not
a waste of your time. Yep.
Yeah. So don't tell them that, but you know what I mean? Like,
it is what it is. Yeah.
Right. But you know, you got the extroverts out there and you got the introverts. You and I, both introverts, but you know, a lot of people are extroverts and they will talk to a lot of people and they will say a lot of stuff that they don't need to say. And in that process, you can lose people too. So keep that in mind. If you're one or the other, you have to keep in mind what your strength is and what your weakness is. And if you're strong analytical, you have strong strengths for other things, but maybe speaking isn't it. So now you need to cover that with having certain things planned out ahead of time, how you're going to deal with it. And then you talk through and then you're done and you listen. You have an advantage for an introvert because you'll like to listen more than you will want to talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I find that to be an advantage in sales. Most people don't think so and don't realize that. All right, so today we talked about how to create a good 30-second commercial, creating your sales pitch. We talked about different pain pieces and how to convert that into something of a message that really comes into play with their emotional connection to what you're talking about, what their problems you're solving, and then really asking them, you know, what is it that they need to have help with, if anything. If they need some help with you, great. If not, then they don't. Based on that, Lane, what do you think we should talk about next?
You know, as I think we've well established at this point, I'm not a sales guy, but you've shown me today how to try to gauge someone's interest. So once I've found someone who is interested, how do I sell?
Yeah, that's a good question. All right, let's talk about that next time.
All right.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye.